Text 6. You will hear a story about David.
Before you listen to text 6, read questions 14 to 17 now. Listen to text 6 and answer questions 14 to 17. David came home as usual. However, he did not have an appetite and looked rather sad at the dining table. His worried mother asked him if anything bad had happened in school that morning. "Someone called me names," said David. "Cheer up, son," said his mother before telling him a story about two boys. John and Peter were classmates and good friends. One day, John gave Peter a present for his birthday. Peter was surprised and thanked John. "You are my best friend," Peter told John. John was the only person in class who remembered Peter's birthday. Peter wrote in his diary that John gave him a football. For the next few days, Peter read and read this diary entry, smiling happily each time he did so. However, the two boys quarreled over something unimportant one day. John was angry with Peter and shouted at him for being late for their football game. He even told Peter that he was a forgetful and troublesome member of the team. In his fury, he shouted at Peter, "You don't have to come anymore. We will replace you." However, Peter was not upset. He picked up a stick and wrote on the sand at the edge of the football field, "Today, my best friend said something hurtful to me." After staring at it for a while, he brushed the sand with his shoes and the words disappeared. Do you know that Peter was not upset because he decided not to be upset? You can decide that too. Do not let your day be ruined by others. Try to stay happy and do not let others take your happiness away, David's mother advised. "May I borrow your pencil, Mum?" asked David. He intended to write down his feelings and then erase them, so that he wouldn't feel hurt by the one who called him names that morning. Question 14. How did David feel when he reached home one afternoon? Question 15. Why did John give Peter a present? Question 16. Why did Peter shout at John? Question 17. We know that David understood the point of the story because... Listen to text 6 again. David came home as usual. However, he did not have an appetite and looked rather sad at the dining table. His worried mother asked him if anything bad had happened in school that morning. "Someone called me names," said David. "Cheer up, son," said his mother before telling him a story about two boys. John and Peter were classmates and good friends. One day, John gave Peter a present for his birthday. Peter was surprised and thanked John. "You are my best friend," Peter told John. John was the only person in class who remembered Peter's birthday. Peter wrote in his diary that John gave him a football. For the next few days, Peter read and read this diary entry, smiling happily each time he did so. However, the two boys quarreled over something unimportant one day. John was angry with Peter and shouted at him for being late for their football game. He even told Peter that he was a forgetful and troublesome member of the team. In his fury, he shouted at Peter, "You don't have to come anymore. We will replace you." However, Peter was not upset. He picked up a stick and wrote on the sand at the edge of the football field, "Today, my best friend said something hurtful to me." After staring at it for a while, he brushed the sand with his shoes and the words disappeared. Do you know that Peter was not upset because he decided not to be upset? You can decide that too. Do not let your day be ruined by others. Try to stay happy and do not let others take your happiness away, David's mother advised. May I borrow your pencil, Mum? Asked David. He intended to write down his feelings and then erase them, so that he wouldn't feel hurt by the one who called him names that morning.